We're learning Masechet Shabbos Daf Ayin Vav and Aleph. We're starting from the Mishnah on the bottom of Vayin Hei Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, "Va'oy klal acher amru." We have another klal called a kosher la'atznia. Whatever is roy to matznia means it's a useful thing. You could put it aside because you could use it. Matzniim kamayu, and it's also the amount that you need to be matznia. Va'itziya b'Shabbos, and you might see it on Shabbos. You do haitzah chayev chatas or v'chayev chatas. So you need two things. You need it should be roy for use, and you also need the amount that you could use. And what's the pshat you need to share? The Taitzis Chaim in Reb Nachum Zemben, Taitzis Chaim Simon Ches, has a chakira. He brings his Rishbam and Bava Bashad Afnan Hayim and Beis that says the reason why you need a shear is because of Malachas Machshevis. Malachas Machshevis is a lashon of chashivas. You need a malacha chashuva. You learn that from Malachas Machshevis. And that's why you need a shear. Reb Nachum Zemben holds that that wouldn't stim. Rashi says in the Afayin Dalad, I'm an Aleph here in Shabbos, the Goyis Hashuyos, it says, beginning of Yomaitzi Yayin, that there's a din of Chatzis Shia Osim in a Torah by Shabbos. Taina the Taitzis Chaim, that if the Shir is the Pshakos of Malachas Machshevis, if you don't have Malachas Machshevis, it's not a Malacha. It's not a Garnish. It's not Osim in a Torah. It can't be Osim in a Torah. It can be Osim in a Rabbanon. But you wouldn't say Chatzis Shia Osim in a Torah if it's a Ksar Malachas Machshevis. Now, this is Rashi and the Goyis Hashuy and the Meiri, early on Daf Gimel and Rebbeinu Yeruchim, Kamei Rishayim say that there is a din of Chatzis She'osim in a Torah by Shabbos. But the Asa Makari said there isn't. The Chacham Tzvi says it in Siman Pei Vav, and the Kiryas Sefer from the Ma'bit says it in Perek Ches and in Masech the Shabbos. The Asa Makari that you don't say Chatzis She'osim in a Torah Lagabi Melech Shabbos. But Reb Nachum Zemba holds that if it comes Mekayich Melechus Machshevis, he wouldn't say Chatzis She'osim in a Torah. Just like any time you don't have Malachas Machshevis, it's not Malachas Machshevis, it's not a Malacha. In Rashi, he learns, it must be that Rashi holds, if you say Chatzis She'osim in a Torah, it must be that you hold that it's not a Din Shir. Just like Mecholos Asuris have a Din Shir. It's not Malachas Machshevis, you need a Shir. Yisurim need a Shir. Chiyuvim need a Shir. So Shabbos also is a Din. Shabbos needs a Shir. Now it's Malachas Machshevis. It's a regular Din of Shurim of Kol HaTorah Kula. Then you could say Chatzis She'osim in a Torah. But if you hold this as Malachas Machshevis, it wouldn't be Shai Chatzis She'osim in a Torah. He wants to be Medayik in the Rambam. I don't think it digs Mamish Mukhrich. The Rambam in Perek Yudbeis, Halacha Tes says, Im Akav lo hiniach, lehiniach lo akar, oisha haitzi pachas mikashir pater. So he puts together the din of pachas mikashir with akir with that anacha. Akir with that anacha is a psachatzi malacha. It's not a chatzi shir, it's a chatzi malacha. You wouldn't say Chatzis She'osim in a Torah. You're doing a kiru with that anacha, the pshat you did half the malacha. And not the pshat you did the malacha, but less than the shir that was necessary for the chiv. So since the Rambam puts it together with pachas mika shir, they also the pshat you did half the malacha. You didn't do the malacha. It was missing malachas machshevis. The male, there wouldn't be a din of chatzis she'osim in a Torah. I don't think it's mamish mukhrich. I think you could learn that it's malachas machshevis and still say chatzis she'osim in a Torah. There's a Ran and Shavuos. The third parak, it's a daf tesam and aleph in the daf arif that discusses if there's a din when someone says shurish la'echel kezayis. If someone says shurish la'echel, and then there's a shir of kezayis, so then there's a din of chatzis she'osim in a Torah. Let's say he says shurish la'echel kezayis. He said clearly, my shur is not to eat a kezayis. So it's not a din in the shir. You're b'chol not being over on the shur when you said shurish la'echel kezayis. It's not a shir. It's just that's not the shur b'chol. So there, the Ram was mitzadet to say, you wouldn't say Chatzis She'osim in a Torah b'chay gavna. But then he says, no, his maskana is, the whole yisayit of Chatzis She'osim in a Torah is chazit strufe. Since you could be mitzayit, if you could make it into a shir shalein, so you have the din of chazit strufe. So who would din when you said shur shalechel kezayis? That's what the Ram says. So I bazai, even if the tam is al smachs machshevis, and it's b'chalon ad a malacha, by Chatzis She'osim, but Lamai said is Chazal Tzuvay. Happens to be Chazal Tzuvay. If you do more of the same malacha, so you'll have a Shir Shalim. So since it's Chazal Tzuvay, so maybe that goof would make it awesome in a Torah. It's not the same as Zayikim Zemaniach. Zayikim Zemaniach is a pshat. You're being mitzayif with a completely different thing. You did one part, someone else does another part. It's not called Chazal Tzuvay because it's mitzurif. The akira itself. Even if you add to the akira, it's not going to help. You have to do another ma'isa of anacha. So you did a chatzim alacha. Mashain Kane, if you did a Malachah Shlema, both less than a shir, even though now it's a Chsarna Maksimach Shabbos, but if you do more, you do the Malachah again with more, and then it'll turn out to be a full shir. So it's Chazut Shuve, could be for that reason alone, it's Asim in Atayr. Now, the Taitzis Chaim wants to shtel tzu to this Shaila, an interesting machlokes, Ramban and Rashba later. In the beginning of Perek HaMatznia, the Gemara discusses when you had less than a Gregorus, and it was Tafach, and it became a Gregorus. And the Gemara is assuming you had less than a Gregorus, and then it swelled. It got waterlogged. It swelled and became a Gregorus. And the Gemara assumes that now you have a Shia. The Gemara is discussing with the Akir, with the Anacha, against the Gemara. But the whole assumption of the Gemara from beginning to end was that once it's Tafach, it's already a Shia. So, in fact, the Ramban, you find in the Gemara Menachis, the Gemara then ends on that if it's just Tafach, that doesn't make a shir, you didn't have a shir. Now it's Tafach, that's not going to make it into a shir. As I fact, the Ramban Akasha. So the Ramban says, it's talking about, really, it was a Gregorus, it really was like an actual dried fig. Where there the pshat is, even if it's Tzamach, even if it's shriveled, and now it's less than the shir of a Gregorus, but you could always reconstitute it. You could always make it again, and that would be considered a shir no matter what, be'etzim. But on Shabbos, we care. On Shabbos, we're more mekel. On Shabbos, we're more stringent. What the requirement of the shir? By Shari Surim, the fact that it started off as a Gregorus and now it's shriveled, and you could reconstitute it, still considered to have a shir now. On Shabbos, it has to actually be Tafach. That's what Ramban says there. The Rashba says, no. If by Shari Surim it's called a shir, by Shabbos also be called a shir. So like the Rashba fakert, that by Shari Surim Tafach doesn't work because you don't have a shir. But by Shabbos, all you need the shir is Asmach Smach Shabbos. Lamaisa, people are machshiv it the way it is. People look at it like a Gregorus. That's good enough to be the shir linyan Shabbos. So he wants to say, the Rashba holds that Shirim is Asmach Smach Shabbos. And he wants to say in the Ramban, you need both dinim. You need both dinim. You need Sai the din shir of Kol HaTorah Kula. And for that, Tafach wouldn't work unless it was originally that way. And you also need the shir of Lach Smach Shabbos. That's why being originally that way alone doesn't work. It has to actually be Tafach. That's Makatsu a little bit, but that's the gist of what he's saying. I don't think it's Mamish Mukhuk. You can learn that everyone holds the din shir of Lach Smach Shabbos. But the Shaila is, the Raj is Mechadish, that even if you don't really have the shir, but it looks like you have the shir, it's good enough. And the Rabbanos know you need to actually have the shir, and it should look like you have the shir. But not that it's such a Yisaydus Tikka Machlaikis, if it's Al Smach Smach Shevis, or it's Al Sadin Shir. Now there's a Mishnah, later on Daf Tzadik Gimel and Beis in Perek HaMatznia, which says, that's a Machlaikis in the Mishnah, that the Tanakam of the Mishnah says that if someone takes out Kezayis Min HaMeis, Kezayis Min HaNevela, Kadoshim Min HaSheretz, he's Chayiv. Someone has in his house a Kezayis Min HaMeis, a Kezayis Min HaNevela, or Adoshim and Asheretz, he's chayev al tzitzah for taking out of his house. And the Mishnah says, Rab Shimon Paiter. Rab Shimon holds your Paiter. And what's the machlokes? The Gemara is mavur, the machlokes is the same malacha shein shicha leguf v'is chayev a Paiter. Here, you're only gaining from the tzitzah that you're getting it out of the house. But you don't really need it where it is. You're just getting it out of the house. You're just getting it away from you. So that's a malacha shein shicha leguf. You don't need the tzitzah for itself. You need the tzitzah just to get rid of it. So it's a malacha shein shicha legufa, so that's a machlokes, if a malacha shein shicha legufa is chayev a pater. So the Avnei Nezer in our Chaim Siman Reish Mem Vav, he brings down that the Taisis Yamtiv and also the Mishnah Lamelech at the end of Hilchas Evel, the Taisis Yamtiv on that Mishnah and also the Mishnah Lamelech at the end of Hilchas Evel, were nending on that even when you're bringing it out because you want to get rid of it, you want it out of the house, you're not interested in it, you still would need a shir. So the shail is, what's the shir? Kezayis min ha-meis, kezayis min ha-nevela, kadoshim min ha-sheretz, what's the shir? The teretz is, you can use it, you could use an nevela for your kelev, you could use a sheretz for your kelev, for your shunya, and what about a meis, it's also ba'na? The teretz is, it's still considered a shir because you want to bury it. The Mishnah Lamelech, at the end of Vilchus Evel, says that the reason why the meis is considered a shir is because it's a meis of a guy. A goyish meis is mutar ba'ana, so merely you could use it to give to your caliph. But Tanya Davdei Nezer, it's very shvei to say that, because what's the shear of kezayis? The shear of kezayis is the shear of tuma. It's not the shear that you could use it. So where's the shear? The kezayis is not the shear. Adoshim and Asheretz is not the right shear. The Gemara is Mavura, even if you take a Chatzi Zayis, if that's going to limit the Tumah, now you're not going to have a Gezayis anymore, that also you'd be Chayiv. Time at Davne Nez, it's Parshat, that if you're gaining, by getting the Tumah out of your house, you b'chol don't need a Shir. You b'chol don't need a Shir b'chay Gavna. You only need a Shir when the Tzah is for the Guf HaDover, then you need a Shir. But if the Tzah is to get it out of your house, and you hold like a Behud, the Moach HaShein Shichel, the Guf HaChayiv, Avadli, you wouldn't need a Shir. L'chari is styling very stark. L'chari is very muchach like what he's saying. Because if you would need a shear, so why is Kazayas the shear? You should need the shear that's roi to give to the shunya, not Kazayas, which is a din tumma. And also the Gemara is mavu even less than the Kazayas the chayiv if that's going to be mamayit the tumma. And Adoshim Nasher, it says, Avada, this is the shear tumma. That's what the Gemara is saying. L'chari is muchach like the Avnaneza, you don't need a shear. Very shrey to taste this yantiv in the Mishnah Lamelech. Now I was thinking that the taste yantiv Mishnah Lamelech could only work if you hold that the shear is tamat, it's a din shear. Like Malcolm Zemba was saying, that the din, that the chakira, that maybe the din shear is not as mlechs machshevis, but it's a din shear. So then you could say that even though the mlechs machshevis here is that you're getting rid of it. So what's that? You need a shear. By study, it's a din shear. Because if the shear is as mlechs machshevis, here you're not doing it for the itzah. You're doing it to get out of the house. There's no makom to say you need a shear as much as machshevis here. If you're going to say like the Teis Yantav in the Mishnah Lamelech, behechach, the shear is going to have to be stam, you need a shear. So then you could say, even though you're not doing it for that, you're only doing it to get rid of it, to get it out of the house, but still, as a din, you need a shear. But if the shear is gufal, sechshivas and amlacha, here the chshivas and amlacha is that you're getting rid of it, avad, you wouldn't need a shear. Avad like the Avnei Nezit. The emphasis from the Taisus of Rosh and the Ritva here in the Sugya is, I think, it's mafurish like the Avnei Nezer. Because the Gemara here says, what's called a kasha latzni lafuke mai? So our Papa says, lafuke dam nida. Lafuke dam nida. Dam nida is not kasha latzni. So the Taisus of Rosh and the Ritva both ask a kasha, why don't you say yechayiv on the dam nida? Because you're getting rid of the tum of the house. Just like when you might see kazayis min ames. A gezayis min a nevela, a sheretz kadasha, yechayiv. So why don't you say here that yechayiv and being mitzi the dam nida because you're getting rid of the tumah from the house? As I think the Taisa Rosh in the Ritva, and for the Taisa Rosh, we're talking about dam yorek, dam that's not tummy. And Taisa Rosh also is another Taisa Ritva also says that we're not going like Rabbi Yehuda. Only according to Rabbi Yehuda, yechayiv al tzmach hashen shichel legufa. Then Yechayiv, if you're getting rid of the tum out of your house. But if you hold like Reb Shimon holds that Moach Hashem Shichel Guf is Pater, so getting rid of the tum is not a good enough reason to be Chayiv. So according to Reb Shimon, you're Pater, so Mel, that's why I didn't say, that's why Dam Nida is Pater. If you're going to Naman, like the Taisus Yantiv and like the Mishnah Lamelech, then even though you're trying to get rid of it, you still need a Shir, so who would then you still need Kasha Latznia, you still would need that to be ready for something, that's what they say Mefurish, that's what they're so bothered by Gezayis min ames. Why does that have a shear? The Taz Yantav says because you have to bury it. The Mishnah Lamelech says because it's tum an ames of a guy. That's tame, but it's mutter b'hana. So what's the kasha? And the chanami. You're taking it out to get rid of it. But you still need a shear. Vayis is mefurish in the Taz Rosh and the Ritva, like the Avnei Nezer, that when you're getting rid of it, you don't need a shear b'chlal. That's why they ask the kasha. I think it makes sense, because I think you don't have to say that there's a din shir oisim lach smachshevis. See, by me, I don't understand. How could you say it's a din shir? Where do you ever find in Kol HaTorah Kula that you have a din shir, but someone's matzniyah it, and then you don't need a shir by the matzniyah? What's the pshat in that? If it's a din shir, it's usually a shir of a Kol HaTorah Kula, shir for everyone. You don't only give it a separate shir for a matzniyah. Amol, you find the davar chashiv doesn't need a shir, like a beria. But that's right, the shir for everyone. But you make a difference if this person's matzniyat, you don't find such a thing called terakula. If it's mach smachshevis, it's very good. Namal, it's not chashiv unless you have the shir, but if you're matzniyat, so for you it's chashiv without a shir. So mainly you have mach smachshevis. Because it didn't shir, l'char, it's very shver, why matzniyat would be different? Smash was the word, the mach smachshevis. As I take a state in the Rishbamba Basra, as I l'char, attack is. Like the Rosh Bos and Amatzniyah that says, you know, you just need a share of chashivas to people. The whole thing is going chashivas for people. What people use, what people have. Sounds like it's not a regular din share. But still, this is chatzu share simanatayim. It's chazu tzrufik, it's not shvei. See, I saw that someone had been a raya from the Rambam like this Yisayid of the Mishnah and Malach and the Taisus Yamtif, that they say that even when you say Mokshen Sheikh Lagufa is Chayiv and you're doing it not because you want the thing, you still need a Shia, because the Mishnah and the Aftzadik talks about different things that is a Shia of a Kolshu. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afa Meitzi Mishamshev Vedezorah Kolshu. Someone who's Meitzi Mishamshev Vedezorah, he's Chayiv Vekolshu, Shenev Leibah Piyachamum and Menacher. And Rashi says, Alma Akshav Ekrol Yisura, the Torah was Makshavit for Isser. So as you could say, the Ramban Taka learns this way, that Rabbi Yehuda is going to Shittas, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Machas Shein Sheikh Gufa is Chayiv, and you might see something from the house in order that you don't want it in the house anymore, so it's Chayiv. So here also, you might see Misham Sheva Dizara, because it says, you're not allowed to have it in your house. But mainly you might see it, so mainly you're Chayiv, so that's why you don't need a shear, because Machas Shein Sheikh Gufa is Chayiv. But the Rambam paskins Machas Shein Sheikh Gufa is Chayiv. Still, the Rambam doesn't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam paskins that Meitzi Eitzei Asherim is Pater, because it's missing a shear. So you see that even you hold that Machas Shein Sheikh Gufa is Chayiv, but still you need a shear. Still, Eitzei Asherim is Pater because you need a shear. Pretty much the Mishnah Lamelech brings this Raya. I think it's not a Raya Bechlal, because Rabbi Yehuda is not talking about, and the Ramban learns Rabbi Yehuda is talking about where you're being mitzi in order to destroy it. And the reason why you're chayiv is because Mach Shein Sheikh L'Gufa is chayiv. But that's not the Parsha Pshat in the Mishnah. Rashi is not learning the Mishnah away. Rashi is learning the Mishnah that the Isser Torah gives it a chashivas of a shir. The Isser Torah gives it a chashivas of a shir. When the Torah goes and answers it, that gives it a chashivas. Now Rashi says, V'hadit na'an kol she'ein akashal atzniya v'kinnul muti atzir asher v'dolayk Rabbi Yehuda. That the Mishnah says, Kol she'ein akashal atzniya, ve'ein atzniyim kamo ein mechayiv elam atzniya, and we said it's talking about ein akashal atzniya means atzir asher, it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. And that's what Taisus brings over here. Taisus brings lafuk atzir asher, v'dolayk Rabbi Yehuda d'om ha'perik Rabbi Kiv v'afa meitzim m'sham she'v'edizar kol she'u chayiv v'lekatan ha'kamen ha'polikalei kem perish b'kuntur esasa. I think it's pashit that it's not the pshat that Taisus means that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of the Mishnah of Kol Akasha Latzniya. I've heard that Rabbi Yehuda holds in the Mishnah of Kol Akasha Latzniya. He just holds that Atzei Asherah, even though it happens not to be Kasha Latzniya, but there's another reason why it's a Shia, because Rechman Achshav Eli Yisura, like Rashi says. But I've heard Rabbi Yehuda is masking to the klal of Kol Akasha Latzniya. He holds it doesn't apply to Atzei Asherah. And that's Mavur from Taisus Kasha. Taisus says, and why did Gemara say, man the Amadam need the Kolshkin Atzei Asherah? It's not really a Kolshkin. Because Dam Nida, you could say, is not Roy. And Dam Nida doesn't have the Tam that the Torah was Machshav the Yisr. And Atzei Asherah has this new Tam, the Torah was Machshav the Yisr. But all these cases, I think, are talking about a case where either you hold Malachah Shein Sheikh L'Gufa is Patur, and if you hold Malachah Shein Sheikh L'Gufa is Chayiv, it's talking about you're not doing it to get rid of it. Even the case there in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, Atzei Asher is Chayiv L'Gufa Min Acherim. The Ramban learns because you're doing it to get rid of it. And in the Ramban then state the Yisayin that any time you're getting rid of something, you don't need a shear. And I think everyone's masking to the Yisayin. That's not just Rabbi Yehuda. Everyone's masking. It's Parshat. Rabbi Yehuda holds Malchus Shein Sheikh L'Gufa is Chayiv. Avadi, you don't need a shear. Why should you need a shear? The shear is the chshivas of the itzah, and here the itzah is not for the itzah. The itzah is to get rid of it, and they're getting rid of it. There's no makom for a shear v'chlal. It's not even a chiddush. The whole chiddush of Yehuda is that you're getting rid of it, like zayis ben ames, zayis ben avela, and kadosh ben asher. So Yehuda is also saying the same thing. You're getting rid of atzei asher, and that alone makes it that you don't need a shear. But that's the Ramban's pshat. The way Rashi learns is they're not trying to get rid of it. B'chlal, they're not trying to get rid of it. That's not your point. Maybe you want it. It's just not kasha latznia. Rabbi Yehuda says, but since it's aser, that gives it a chashivas. The iser gives it a din shir. The Ridvar red zayis. So Rabbi Yehuda could stim with this Mishnah, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, assuming that dam nida wouldn't count because you give it to a chassel, if you give it to the shunya, like the Gemara says, assuming you hold that way, you can still learn the Mishnah. You could say the Mishnah, but other iser I know. It doesn't have to be atzei asherah. It could be vasa b'chalav. It could be Klaya Kerem and Arla. But you don't have the Yidba B'yachamum and Achem. You don't have the Isser to have it, giving it the Chashivas of Ashir. A negative Chashivas is also Chashivas. But if you have Yisuri, I know what you're allowed to have around. So it doesn't have that cheshivas of the shear. It's not mosibano. So well, that taki wouldn't be chayiv. But even that I see from the Taisa Rosh and from the Ridva Mefurish, like the Avnei Ezer and the Chayri, he's tining richtig in Svara, after no pshat in the Taisa Yantav in the Mishnah Lamelech, that if the pshat is, you're doing it to get rid of in your home, Lachas Yisukov is chayiv, Avada, everyone will be masking, you don't need a shear. Even the Rambam that says you're not chayiv and not say a shear, that's also you're not carrying it to get rid of it. And those stating Zayisman and Mace and Zayisman and Veil and Kadoshman and Sheretz, they don't have a shear. You can't say the Chazi Lashunya, but they don't have the shear. What's the shear? The shear is Kazayis. If we need a shear, it's Chazi Lashunya. So you have to do the shear that's Chazi Lashunya. And even less than a Kazayis, if you're getting rid of it and that's getting out the tumma because you don't have a Kazayis left, you're also Chayim. And that's if Yom Lachash Nechukuf is Chayim. But even if Yom Lachash Nechukuf is Chayim, when you're not doing it to get rid of it, when you're doing it to keep it, so then you need a shear. Say, Surya, no, wouldn't have a shear. Dam neither wouldn't necessarily have a shear. Rabbi Huda says another very big chiddush that Atzei Asher b'zunda Atzei Yid b'yachman u'mecher v'isurei chayish, that gives it a din shear. That we don't bask and like. But if you're taka doing it to get rid of it, then your whole malach and shekuv is chayiv, avad yid b'chayiv. Asay v'shneich that's off in the sugya. Just one more Indian. The Gemara, the Sefer says, "Kol she'ainu kasher latzniyah ve'im atzniyim kamayu v'tziyah b'shabbos." If it's not royal latzniyah, or you're not matzniyim kamayu, and you might see it, ain't a chayiv ala matzniyah. The only one is chayiv is the one that was actually matzniyah because he was machshiv it to be a shear. So the Gemara says, "Amr Abu Lazer ha deloike b'shimin alazer." Doesn't go like a b'shimin alazer. The Tanya klal amr b'shimin alazer, kol she'ainu kasher latzniyah ve'im atzniyim kamayu v'huchshel zev atzniyah. If let's say it's not kosher latzniyah, it's not matzniyim kamayah, but one person was matzniyat, who bought acher and someone else came v'itziyah, nischayim zeh b'machshav v'shul zeh. The second one is chayim because of machshav the first one. So according to Shimon Lazar, once you have the someone being matzniyat, so everyone's chayiv. And the Mishnah says, ain't a chayiv ala matzniyah, only the matzniyah is chayiv. So it's not like Shimon Lazar. What's takib shan Shimon Lazar? So the Feinayim brings the Yerushalmi, Kedarka is always mitzayin the relevant Yerushalmis, that he says that the machloikis of Shimon Lazar Rabbanan is bistam. That the machloikis of Shimon Lazar is that he did it bistam. So we don't know. Is he doing it for himself? And for himself it's not chashiv. Or is he doing it for the owner? And for the owner it is chashiv. So Rabbanan hold, he's considered like he's doing it for himself and it's not chashiv him. And Shimon Lazar says, no, you consider like he's doing it for the owner and it's chashiv for the owner. But if he's mefarish, clearly he's doing it for himself, even if Shimon Lazar holds that he's potter. So the Feinayim says the Bavli doesn't hold this way, l'chayr, because Rabbi Lazar says it doesn't go like if Shimon Lazar. According to Shalmi, it could, because if we're going to that sign the Mishnah that you do it befarish for yourself, so then even if Shimon Lazar's masking to only them, it's Nias Chayiv. So that's why it's mashah from the Bavli, not like the Shalmi, that the Bavli holds it, even if you do it for yourself, Yechayev because of the one that was metzniyat. So that alone is not so muchach, because maybe the Gemara is saying that the Mishnah is saying ein chayev ala metzniyat means that only the metzniyat could be chayev, no one else could be chayev. But the Milchus Ariel shtel su correctly the Gemara in Zvachim naf mem zayin. The Gemara in Zvachim puts three tanaim together: Rav Shimon Elazar and Rabbi Elazar another tana, three shitas. The Gemara there was talking about if the bialin could be mefagel. When the Kayan does the Aveda, and the Bailam think, I'm going to eat it tomorrow. So that's Pigel. But normally need the Kayan to be Mephagel. Rabbi Lazar also, the Bailam could be Mephagel. And also he had a sheet of Rabbi Lazar that said that if someone shechs the animal for a guy, and the guy has a machshav, it should be for Aveda Zara. So Tanakam holds, it doesn't work. The Sheikh didn't shech it for Aveda Zara, so you'll have to eat it. But Rabbi Lazar holds it, no. Since the owner thought it should be Avei Desire, it works. And the Pishtal Siddhis also says, Rabbi Shimon Elazar to the same thing. That someone's Matzniya, someone else carries it out. He's Chayiv, B'machshav Tishol Zeh. The vice is, the Machlekes is, Namal you say, it depends on the one who's doing the Malacha. Or the one that's doing the Avei in the Beis HaMikdash. Or the one that's shechting the animal. But these Tanaim hold, no, it's telling the Bailam. The Bailam can shtel vek the Machshava. So even if the person is doing it al das atzmai, but since the bialim are makshivit, So it blames the Shia because in Machshavas Bailam, Machshavas Bailam is Kaveya. See, and Dafayin Chesim and Aleph, the Gemara has a, there's a Gemara that says that let's say someone's an apprentice, he's a Talmud Sha'amalei Rabbi, means an apprentice, and he tells him, go and clear out this whole room. And in the room there were things that he was metzniya that's less than a shear. So the Gemara says, the Talmud's Chayiv, Kushin Machshav of the Rabbi. So Rashi says, it goes like a buzz of Reb Shimon, that someone can be Chayiv and someone else Machshav. But all the other Rishonim there say no. According to the words of Reb Shimon, you don't need a case of Talmud and Rabbi. Anyone's Chayiv and someone else's Machshav. This is even like the Rabbanan, because since he's not doing it for himself, he's doing it for his master, he's doing it for his rabbi. So therefore, it doesn't matter what he thinks the Chashivas is, he's not doing it for himself. So that's the same Yisayin, that if he's Lahenya doing it for the Matzniya, then everyone holds Yichayim. The Machlekes is a Fakir, he's not doing it for the Matzniya. Then, Pashas is part, because for him it's not Chashiv. But if Shimla's also finished, the Bailam HaKaveh, the Bailam HaKaveh, the Chashivas, and that's why he's Chayim.